from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Susie Rocha with The Do List. Cy Musiker is away this week, but sitting across from me is David Wiegand. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Hi, David.
Good morning, Susie.
Well, let's start with a festival in the middle of the bay. That's Churches from their new album. It's only a couple of weeks old, Every Open Eye. And they're just one of the bands at the always interesting Treasure Island Music Festival taking place this weekend.
There's a lot of really good stuff on the bill this year. The National, I love them. Dead Mouse. Run the Jewels. Father John Misty, I love him.
Me too.
Deer Hunter, Michael Cronin. Definitely go there. Definitely take public transportation, have a good time, and enjoy the setting.
The Treasure Island Music Festival is Saturday and Sunday. Again, there are shuttles running all weekend from Civic Center, and you can't park on the island unless you've already got a parking pass, so take public transportation. Across the Bay Bridge, an iconic choreographer brings her 50th anniversary tour to Berkeley's Cal Performances. Who's that, David?
This is Twyla Tharp. It's funny, the Chronicle copy desk has a rule that we can't use iconic because it's a cliche. In her case, it's not. In her case, she really is an icon. She is an icon of dance, and it's hard to believe that her company was formed 50 years ago. I don't think there are very many figures who have had as much influence on contemporary dance, on modern dance, other than maybe Martha Graham, as Twyla Tharp. So she's moved the art form forward for 50 years, and we're so better for it.
And she always uses really interesting music.
Yes.
She's using John Zorn for a couple of the pieces in this program. And also Stephen Bernstein of Sex Mob, who is actually from Berkeley. He's actually playing in the second part of this program.
Oh, that's cool. That's great. I didn't know that.
The Twyla Tharp 50th Anniversary Tour is at Cal Performances tonight through Sunday. Up next, a rare duo. That's organist Paul Jacobs and soprano Christine Brewer. They'll be performing for one night only at the San Francisco Symphony. That was a Bach piece you just heard.
It is a wonderful idea to pair a soprano with an organ. And frankly, if you talk to organists, they don't get a lot of chance to do a lot of work. You know, mm-hmm. Symphony Hall, we have that huge organ there. It doesn't get a workout too often. But what a wonderful way to celebrate the music of two great artists. Christine Brewer is a wonderful soprano, and Paul Jacobs is one of the greatest organists in the country. It's, you know, it's a match made in musical heaven.
Paul Jacobs and Christine Brewer are at the San Francisco Symphony on Sunday. And the Bay Area has always had strong ties to Hawaii, but for the past 30 years, Patrick Makuakane and his dance troupe Nale Hule Kuveku have created community through the art of hula, and they're known for their more contemporary style, which incorporates more traditional movements with modern, even pop songs. And we talked to Patrick this week about it.
I think that hula is one of the most expressive forms of dance that's out there. So why limit it to just Hawaiian music? The hand motions and the feet just embellish or dramatize the story, but really the main vehicle is the actual song. So in our shows we have all kinds of music, from pop to alternative, electronic, opera, everything from Tony Bennett to Linda Ronstadt and Auntie Lena Machado.
And if you've ever seen one of their performances, which I have, it is absolutely amazing. And it is nothing, if you have any preconceptions about hula, leave them at the door, because, you know, it certainly is, and as Patrick says in that clip, an extraordinarily expressive form of dance, but it's also very, very adaptable to all kinds of music. And as it adapts to other kinds of music, the storytelling expands exponentially, really.
Patrick Makuakane and his group celebrate 30 years of hula at the Palace of Fine Arts Theater with performances this weekend and next. And there's a kid-friendly performance next Sunday that's only $15. Up next, the Pirates of Penzance comes to Berkeley Rep, but we've seen this before, or have we?
We haven't. I mean, this is the Pirates of Penzance, of course, is one of the signature works of Gilbert and Sullivan. But there's a Chicago group known as the Hypocrites. I love the name.
Who sort of
deconstructed and put it back together with all kinds of unlikely instruments and unlikely costuming. And, you know, I think they have a lot of fun with it. They also respect the form, the operatic form, but they give it a brand new twist. It's kind of like the operatic equivalent of the Hard Nut, you know, basically.
People will have a lot of chances to see it. It's at Berkeley Rep's Osher Studio, a brand new space for them through December 20th. And finally, we close out with a great double bill. That's Fuzz. They're here playing a series of shows with Seattle's Mudhoney. And I don't know, for the money, that's a pretty amazing bill. I mean, Fuzz is another project from garage rocker Ty Siegel. He's one of my favorites. This is a power trio where he plays drums. And it just seems like every 6 months he's either got a record or he's like on another tour.
It's really
it's amazing.
And you know, I've said this before about Siegel. It is incredible to me that he is as productive as he is and yet never loses the artistic integrity, the creativity, the adventurousness of everything he does, whether he's producing other bands or, you know, creating a band of his own. And a lot of people know Mudhoney. They've been around for a long time, and every time they come to town, it's a party.
Mudhoney and Fuzz are at Sonoma's Gunluck Bunshoe Winery tonight. They're at the chapel on Sunday, which unfortunately is sold out. But Monday, they're at Oakland's Starline Social Club. So a few opportunities to see Fuzz and Mudhoney. Thanks, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on all these shows and many more at kqed.org/thedolist. I'm Susie Rocho.